In the subtitle of your book, Starwalkers, you talk about interdimensional beings, basically. What are they?
They are light beings. And this is a term that I derived from Dr. Eve Raymond. She was an Egyptologist. She wrote a very rare but profound book in the 1960s about the Temple of Horus at Edfu and the mythical origin of the Egyptian temples. And etched upon the walls of the Temple of Horus at Edfu, they describe the creation of Egyptian civilization by beings of light who came from elsewhere and created human civilization and crafted the human body. So to answer your question, that these interdimensional beings appear to be beings of light. There's a really interesting researcher, Dr. Jose Arguelles, has looked into this as well, especially from the Mayan perspective. And what he concluded is that these beings are able to transmit themselves from star to star as information. It's sort of like the idea of the Star Trek transporter.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can beam themselves from place to place and reconstitute their bodies or create new bodies once they arrive at a place.
And it is fascinating. Alex wants to know, do you believe that all life in the universe will reach enlightenment by 2012? Interesting question.
I'm not sure about all life in the universe. I certainly think that our planet, the 6.5-7 billion souls on this planet that will be here in 2012 will certainly have that opportunity. And what that is going to mean is I think of us as a collection of seeds. In fact, the alchemists talk about our souls as a seed atom, as a core of spirituality. They describe it in these terms as a spark of divinity. I think it's a time when that spark is going to be fanned by some incredible flames coming from the universe, by some incredible winds coming from the universe, and we can see suddenly this blossoming of the human species.
Phil from New Hampshire wants to know, if there are light beings, are there dark beings? That's interesting.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, yin-yang.
Yeah, yin-yang. I don't quite know how to answer that. Yes, of course there are. I mean, in this sense, I suppose what he's asking, are there negative beings? Because
forces, right, on the dark side.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they seem to literally prey on us. In fact, I've been studying these past several years the Nag Hammadi library that describes beings called archons or rulers who match what we think of as the grays. And in, for example, one of the apocryphal texts, they describe there's a conversation that Jesus is having with one of the disciples, and he describes the archons as toll collectors who seek to take by force our divine spark, our soul spark, because they recognize that is the core within us, is this divine spark. And so, yes, absolutely, there are negative entities out there that act as toll collectors and seek to steal from us our inherent divinity.
Well, they seem to be, leeches, I guess, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the, going back to William Bramley wrote about this. John Lash has talked about this recently, that all throughout history you find evidence of these archons or rulers who seem to be behind the scenes of religious and political authorities pulling the strings.